Lesson 3. God's name. Adorable name. Once, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. It begins like this. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Jesus makes it clear through this prayer that we must use the name of God with respect and veneration. The second commandment of God is this: you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God in vain. God's name in the Old Testament. We have to understand the usage name of God in the kingdom of the Old Testament. When God appeared in the thorny bush, Moses asked God to reveal his name. But God does not reveal his name clearly. Instead, he said, "I am who I am." A particular name cannot contain God as he is. Since he is God, he cannot be limited to the frame of a particular name. God's name is God's presence itself. To know the name means to know the person. God speaks through the prophet. "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations." The Israelites did not use this conversation, the term Yahweh, which refers to God. They thought it as a violation of the commandment. Calling the name of a person also points to one's authority over that person. Man has no authority over God. We only worship him. God's name in the New Testament. Once, Jesus prayed like this: "Father, glory your name." Then a voice came from heaven: "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Jesus gave great importance to the adorable nature of God's name. Jesus used the term Abba, a simple and touching word, whenever he addressed his father. This term is used by children in Israel to address their fathers. Just as the name of God is holy, the name of Jesus, the Son of God, is also holy. Jesus' name has salvific power. Hence, Jesus thought like this: "If you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." The apostle Peter healed a lame person, saying, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up and walk." On another occasion, Saint Peter preached like this: "There is a salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Hence, we must glorify God's name. The Holy Bible teaches us that when we offer praise to his name, we are praising God himself. The usage of God's name. We must use God's name with respect when we take oaths or true statements. We may have to use the name of God. In courts and before the authorities, people may have to do the same. When we take up great responsibilities also, we have to take the oath in God's name. On all such occasions, we must utter God's holy name with due respect befitting God. Swearing and bearing false witness are wicked sins. When we speak about divine things, we have to use words of respect. We should never use words of mockery, condemnation, irreverence, etc. in connection with God. They are blasphemous sins. Questioning God's providence and accusing God as merciless and unjust are also serious sins against the commandment. Some people utter words to curse when they get angry. They are violating the second commandment. Cursing one's own fellow beings created in God's image is teasing God Himself. We have to keep ourselves away from bad words, false statements, indecent conversation, etc. Our tongues are to be used to glorify God. The second commandment demands us to use our tongues for the glory of God and edification of others. Blasphemy and impure talks are sins against this commandment. Respect the holy. We must speak about Holy Virgin Mary and other saints with respect. These are the persons favorite to God. We should respect persons, places and objects dedicated to God. Priests and religious are persons dedicated to God. Hence, we have to respect them. Churches, pilgrim centers and shrines are places dedicated to the worship of God and veneration of saints. We must behave there respectfully, suiting their holiness. The altar for the Holy Mass, the objects of sacrifice, the objects used in the sacraments, etc., must be handled in a holy manner. The Bible, containing the life-giving Word of God, must be used with due respect. When we take the Holy Bible, use it and replace it, we have to do them with proper care and respect. Ill-treating the persons dedicated to God, improper behavior at the holy places, making holy things unholy, are sins against the second commandment. Christian names. The second commandment also reminds us about the importance of Christian name and its use. We see God giving suitable names to persons who are specially chosen by Him. God gives Abraham the name Abraham, Jacob the name Israel. Similar is the case with us. In baptism, when we become the children of God, God gives us a new name, the baptismal name. It is given in the name of the Holy Trinity. Usually, in baptism, we are given the names of saints who have glorified God. Certain names refer to God's goodness or divine mysteries. This name helps us to imitate their model and to seek their intercession. Hence, we must continue to use the baptismal name. We must try to be proud about it and to live according to its spirit. The Church exhorts that parents, godparents, and the priest should take care not to give names unsuitable to Christian spirit. The second commandment reminds us to show reverence to God's name on all occasions in our daily life. We must be ready to give praise, glory, and reverence to the adorable name of God. At all times, God's praise should fill our hearts. With grateful hearts, we must thank the Lord for His infinite mercy and graces. Thus, God's name will be made holy in our lives. Let us pray. O Lord our God, give us the grace to understand and experience the power of Your holy name. read the Word of God and narrate. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Word of God for our guidance. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. From the book of John, chapter 16, verse 23. Let us do. I will read the biography of my patron saint. My resolution. I will call upon the holy name of Jesus in all my needs.